Congress's recent passage of a full-year budget for DOD allowed the Pentagon to modify its civilian furlough plans. Rather than putting employees on unpaid leave for 22 days this year, the furloughs will last for up to 14 per worker. They'll last until the end of the fiscal year, but according to Bob Hale, DOD's comptroller, absolutely no longer than that.
We are not planning for furloughs in 2014. We will look for other options. Like I say, they may not be pleasant. And it will force us into some difficult choices, but we definitely don't want a repeat of what we're doing now.
Budgets for DOD and the rest of government are considerably uncertain in 2014 and beyond. Under current law, sequestration is still in effect, bringing government-wide discretionary budget caps down by an additional $100 billion per year over and above what lawmakers agreed to in the first round of government cuts in the 2011 Budget Control Act. The budget President Obama will submit on April 10th will presume that the President and Congress will find a way to undo sequestration and propose funding above those caps. If that prediction's correct, Hale hopes DOD's workforce picture will largely return to normal. If sequestration stays in effect, things will have to change, but the department still will not engage in furloughs. Instead, it would have to take other measures to more permanently downsize the workforce.
We have said publicly that we are not planning the fiscal 14 budget at sequester levels in accordance with OMB guidance. So the president will propose a budget that complies, I think, with the Budget Control Act, but we will have levels of spending that we feel are reasonable for defense. If that budget is turned down and we are going to live with sequester level cuts, then we're going to look at other choices. We definitely don't want to continue furloughs next year. The substitute may be RIFs and involuntary separations, unfortunately, but we want to start doing this, if we have to, with more of a scalpel and less of a meat axe. And we will have to get smaller, and we will have to look at areas where we can take some more risk, and we will have to make all those hard choices as we get smaller to cut back on overhead and a lot of difficult decisions, but we're not going to just have a repeat of this mess.
Getting smaller would mean not just a downsizing of the civilian workforce, but also further reductions in uniformed force structure. However, those military positions are safe for at least the remainder of 2013.
Because we exempted military personnel and the force structure would involve cuts there, so it wouldn't help us meet the sequestration goals. As we look beyond, if there are major budget cuts, yes, absolutely, we will need to move to smaller forces, and that will mean reductions in military personnel. I mean, we would prefer to avoid them, but if budget levels are significantly smaller, yes, absolutely, we'll go to smaller forces and take the steps that have to be taken to accommodate that.
If a prolonged sequestration carries any silver lining for agencies, it's that things will get easier to manage after 2013. While budgets would be cut across government for the next 10 years, the cuts will not be punishing, indiscriminate, and across the board, as they are this year. So Danny Werfel, the controller at the Office of Management and Budget, who spoke alongside Hale at a briefing organized by the Association of Government Accountants, says DOD and other agencies could at least decide where to take the cut.
So it doesn't play out on the discretionary side in 2014 as a cut at every account, every program, every project and activity. I still think it's very difficult, and I still think there are important judgments that need to be made. I know that for defense, it's still a pretty big bill to swallow, an additional $55 billion in discretionary spending cuts each year. It's still potentially going to have very significant impacts on Defense Department's ability to manage mission-critical operations, $55 billion. I don't know, Bob, is there $55 billion worth of waste in the Defense Department?
No.
No. So, but I think that that is something we need to look to in terms of how we'd run 2014. We have our hands full with 2013 right now, and I think with the release of the president's budget in the coming weeks, our hope is that that inspires people to come together and work out a more balanced approach and get rid of sequester.
Even if sequester is gotten rid of, Hale says DOD recognizes it needs to take further steps to reduce its expenses in the so-called out years. While he declined to provide many details about the 2014 budget proposal in advance of its official release, he did signal the Pentagon will ask for another round of base realignments and closures, an idea Congress shot down just last year.
We know we need to consolidate infrastructure, and we are committed to doing that, and I personally believe the only effective way is BRAC. In terms of the specifics, I unfortunately need to wait until the budget is released to go through those specifics, and I can't go through specifics until we get to April 10th. But we need to consolidate infrastructure in DOD, and BRAC's about the only way to do it.
While DOD will have more budget flexibility next year, one way or another, officials argue that they'll be devoting a lot of effort trying to recover from the damage sequestration will have already done with its across-the-board cuts in 2013, a process that will only be harder if the spending caps stay in place.
We made immediate and large cuts in the portions of our operation and maintenance budget that are, some might call overhead, things like base operating support and facilities maintenance, although they're very important to our long-term ability to fight, but we targeted them first. We moved to furloughs, which is another big piece of the O&M budget. Civilian personnel is the only way we could quickly reduce personnel costs. And then we moved to cut back on training. And we understood reasonably well, I think, the dollars that would be involved in these various decisions. They're very painful. We're dismantling the readiness of a military that we have built up carefully in this administration for 4 years and administrations before it the same. And it is highly frustrating. We're imposing furloughs on dedicated people that we need, and it's a very distasteful task.
The Pentagon says while the cuts will certainly have an impact on military readiness this year, the budget Congress just passed may have helped by offsetting some of the shortfalls in its operating and maintenance accounts. Officials expect to complete an analysis of those readiness impacts within the next 2 weeks. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.